The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Yeah, welcome to Going In Raw.
News brief. Breaking news. We came in this morning, Larson, of course, to get ahead on some work.
Well, you're gonna be gone for like a month, so we have to get ahead.
Exactly. So that's why we were here. Was that a shot? I feel like that was a bit of a shot.
No, it wasn't a shot. That was a fact.
I think that was a shot.
It was a fact.
Anyway,
I got to spend 2 weeks with Cal. I'm excited.
I know. Exactly. And then you get a week off.
Anyways, enough of our jibber jabber. Let's get to it. This is supposed to be.
I had a segue. You said that's a fact, and I was going to say, you know what's also a fact, Larson?
All
go ahead.
All out, sold out.
All out is sold out. That's right. This morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, tickets went on sale for All Elite Wrestling's All Out, their sequel show, really, kind of to All In. They're back in Chicago, back at the Sears Center.
Yeah.
Huge, huge matchups going down. They're going to be crowning their first All Elite Wrestling heavyweight champion.
Yeah, and then you got Omega versus Moxley.
That's
huge
right.
Matches. Cody revealed via Twitter, show sold out in 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
By my count, that's 13 minutes faster than All In sold out.
Yeah.
It was like 28, I thought.
Yeah.
And various people on Twitter were posting screen caps of their waiting rooms.
This is a bit new,
I don't remember that last time. Ryan Satin posted one that said there were 62,000 people in line.
Yeah. So, like, last time there was a waiting room.
Yeah.
We were in line. But they didn't say how many people were in line ahead of us.
No, I don't. Meltzer did say after Double or Nothing tickets went on sale, there were around 43,000 ticket requests for that show.
Mm-hmm.
I think just for the pre-sale, maybe.
Yeah.
So the fact that this got seemingly at least 20,000 more speaks highly of the enthusiasm level and how high the enthusiasm level is still 1 year after All In. For All Elite product.
Where do the, what's the, it's on tip of my tongue. Where do the Bears play?
Soldier Field.
Yeah. What's the capacity there?
Probably 70,000.
Oh, so they might not sell out there.
No.
But they'd get close.
Yeah, they might. But at this juncture.
I mean, I'm just throwing that out there for some context.
It would probably, I would imagine if they're going to try to do a stadium show.
Yeah.
It'd probably be after their TV starts.
Yeah.
And it, you know, they'd probably aim for something, I would think, like a smaller baseball type stadium, something around 30 or 40.
Yeah.
As a first step, rather than trying to fill like a 100,000 seat football stadium.
I get my general point is just if that number is true, if 62,000 people is any indication, and that's, I mean, you know, how many people are actually screenshotting this on Twitter? I mean, there's a lot of enthusiasm on Twitter, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, you know, 62,000, that's insane.
That
if
insane.
That number is actually indicative of how many people were in that waiting room trying to get a ticket.
I mean, if it's a measure of enthusiasm level, it's up, what, 50%?
It's through the roof, regardless.
Of the numbers for Double or Nothing.
It's more than through the
roof. And if they deliver another awesome show, which I expect them to at All Out.
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
It's going to even, like, the enthusiasm levels will be even higher because people are going to start catching wind. Hey, there's a really good wrestling promotion starting up here.
Yeah.
Some of the Laps fans.
With names that you recognize.
Yes, and some of the Laps fans might say, oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, I'll give this a look
and
realize, hey, this is good wrestling with creative. It doesn't insult your intelligence for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll pay attention from here on out.
Yeah. Yeah. That will be very interesting to see how many lapsed fans they potentially could bring back to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Even people who might not have watched WWE for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not like the product's been firing all cylinders, you know, for a while now. So, I mean, you know, 3 years ago, and you still know who Jericho is. You still know who Dean Ambrose is.
The man formerly known as Dean Ambrose.
Right. And
still
so
Kenny Omega, the man a couple of years ago that had like maximum buzz around him.
I mean, it was the norm a couple of years ago to pull in 3 million as opposed to now when it's like you're struggling to get two.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't surprise me at all. This is a really, really good sign for all wrestling fans, really, but also for the health of All Elite Wrestling and for their upcoming weekly TV show.
Yes.
Yeah. And then so as we were sort of putting together a really quick, you know, story just for that, We found out there's other stuff.
Yeah, this is pretty massive.
It's actually a much bigger story than All Out.
Yeah, this is actually potentially very huge, if true. According to the website Kakutolog, via Murahan.net, and then on Twitter, this whole story was brought to our attention by...
Striga,
yes,
on Twitter. And then, yeah, so like you said, so this is basically kind of where we're getting this from. Murahan is a Japanese combat sports website. And by the way, Karen.
Yes. Great friendo, Karen. Yes.
Yeah, just like the best friendo.
Yeah.
She's been guiding through us. She's heavily in tune with the Japanese, not just like New Japan Pro Wrestling or anything like that. She knows Japanese. She spent 5 years there.
Yeah.
She's steeped in the culture.
Yeah, she was kind enough.
She's been guiding us through this whole thing.
And was kind enough to do some translation for us as
well. She's been absolutely just amazing through this whole thing. Just on, hey, Karen, what does this all mean?
And
then
she's like,
she okay, boys, calm down.
Yeah.
And this is what it is. So Murahan is a Japanese combat sports website that has a paywalled story about this, which then Kakutolog, which seems to be an aggregator of sorts. So, for example, when, let's say, Pro Wrestling Sheet is reporting something that Fightful reported on, or when Going In Raw reports on something that Ryan Satin reported on, that's sort of how this is going down.
Yeah.
So I'll just say what Karen said here. She said, I can't find any more details, but the bottom line is that on or around Dominion, Gato, who is the head booker of New Japan, has been since early 2015, has stepped down as booker/match agent. It hasn't been disclosed formally by New Japan or Gato himself, but Kakutolog via Murahan, the Japanese combat sports website, is suggesting that somebody close to Gato or the situation, that it's true. The majority of the details apparently are behind a paywall, but Kakutolog is saying that Japanese sports media is reporting it, although details are fuzzy. She also says, other than one repost from Kakutolog, I can't find any other sports media sites reporting it. Even Weekly Pro Wrestling Shupuro hasn't said anything.
Interesting.
So, I mean, all the big events of since we've been watching, certainly, New Japan for the last 2 years.
I've been guided by Gato's hands.
Yeah.
Hand.
The entire run of Okada, his heavyweight championship run, was his doing. Jay White's recent run, Kenny, the ascendance of Kenny Omega, all that stuff has been Gato. They're firing on all cylinders, man. They lost arguably some of their biggest acts,
and they're still doing fine.
They're still doing great creatively. They're doing wonderfully. Interested to hear more details.
Yeah,
about this,
if they should arise, and hopefully they will. If whether this is true or not, if true, at least from my perspective, it seems like a massive loss. Depending on who they get to replace him.
Yeah.
Just because his name is so, in my mind, synonymous with New Japan's product.
Mm-hmm.
And as you mentioned, you know, he has been their guide, their creative force, seemingly. During the whole time we've watched their product.
The only other sort of larger story that I can think of that deals with behind the scenes stuff had to do with the new president coming in and maybe ruffling some feathers of some of the wrestlers.
We had heard that some of the wrestlers were rubbed the wrong way about his approach to business, seeing that he, I don't believe, had any previous experience in the wrestling industry.
Right.
So I don't know if this had anything to do with that. Who knows?
Don't know.
Until more details arise. Probably not responsible to speculate.
Yeah, probably. So anyways, that's it. A couple of quick news stories. We got to get back to work. I got a plane to catch in about 2 weeks, and we need content.
Yes, and if anything more details come from this story, Gato seemingly departing his role as booker in New Japan Pro Wrestling, we'll be on it Monday.
Yep.
First thing Monday morning.
And to all those of you who actually scored All Out tickets,
congratulations.
All those who didn't, we will be live streaming our reactions to All Out come August 31st. Thanks for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.